Okay, Lisa. Oh, thank you for being patient. I just had to check something real quick. Okay, so the question was, which injectable did you use? Do you know if it was the what type it was?
I don't remember.
Okay, do you know what it did? Was it Depo Provera or was it Depo Sub-Q Provera? Or was it the generic
Depo D.
version?
No, it's DPO.
It was the depot? Okay. All right. Okay, and then this question you already answered, which is how many years were you on depot or receiving depot injections? You said about 8 years. Okay. And then can you confirm you've had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis? Okay, great. All right. And then so the law firm, about those 8 years that you're receiving depot injections, the law firm does need approximate dates you started the injections and when you stopped the injections.
Okay, I might have my days mixed up. I took it around about in April, sometime like 2012, maybe longer, 12, and I stopped in 15, so 12, 13, 14, 15. That's 3 years. I want to say eight.
Okay, it's all right. Okay, so you started in April 2012?
Sure. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I started in 12, 2012.
2012. And do you remember the month by any chance?
It was around in April, sometime in April.
Okay, so we can use approximate dates. I'll just put April 1st, 2012. Now, when did you stop receiving injections?
Like in February of 15.
February of 2015. Do you remember the day by any chance?
We get around like the 17, 18 of the month. So I would say like maybe the end of February.
Well, do you think you stopped right when you were diagnosed with your meningioma around February 3rd? Or did you
Something like
continue,
that.
or do you think you
No,
took?
I stopped. We stopped shortly after I had got diagnosed. So it had to be around that time.
Okay, so since you were diagnosed with a meningioma, we could say maybe that you stopped taking the injections February 3rd.
We can, yeah. Something like around the time. The third, yeah. The third or fourth, the 15th.
Yeah.
We can estimate that.
Okay.
Right after they started the treatment.
Okay, and then thank you. All right, and then you had a meningioma. Now I can gather questions. Oh, I almost want to confirm. So the question is, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1992 through present date? I believe the answer is yes, right? Because you used
Yes,
it
W.
between 2012 and 2015, which would have been after
Thanks.
1992. All
Okay.
right, now Lisa. Lisa, now I'm going to be asking questions about yourself so I can put your information on the legal agreement. So, can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And your marital status?
Single.
All right, and then the spelling of your legal name, is that LISA?
Yes.
And Lisa.
Rogers, R.
Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Lisa Rogers, ROGERS.
Perfect, Lisa. And then do you have a middle initial?
R.
Okay, thank you. And then I take it you probably don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third. Is that right?
No.
Thank you. And then the law firm does need your social to request medical records. So could you please provide your social security number?
Ooh, that's it. 427-29-2010.
I'm sorry?
427-29-2010.
Okay, thank you. All right, 427-29-2010, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, thank you for being patient. I'm so sorry to hear about these circumstances. What is your address, please?
69 Cloverdale, Cloverdale Road, RD, Natchez, Natchez, Mississippi, 39120.
Perfect. Thank you, Lisa. And then is that a house or an apartment?
House.
Okay. Thank you. All right, now I'm going to go back to asking questions about your usage of Depo-Provera. When you received these injections, do you remember who administered the injections? Was it a doctor, a medical staff member, or was it yourself?
It was a gynecologist.
It was your doctor, okay. And then how many times do you think you were got injected with Depo-Provera?
Once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months. Okay, so that's approximately 4 times a year, and that was over a 3-year period. So we're talking maybe 12 times?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And again, I'm sorry to hear about this diagnosis of yours. Okay. 12 times. And then do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
Dr. Lauren Barry.
L-A-U-R-E-N?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how do you spell the last name?
B-A-R-Y.
Okay. Thank you. I see that's Dr. Lauren Barry, a gynecologist at Hattiesburg's Clinic OBGYN. Is that where you saw Dr. Barry?
No, it was in Jackson.
In Jackson. Was it at her location at 501 Marshall Street?
Yes.
Okay, it was. Okay, great. Okay. And by the way, I never had an opportunity to convey my disappointment and sadness that you got diagnosed with a meningioma. So I apologize if I didn't communicate that to you. This is unfortunate circumstances.
Thank you anyway.
You're welcome. And this clinic that you got this these injections, is there? Do you have a name for the clinic by any chance?
The name of the clinic. It was inside of a hospital. It was inside of a hospital facility. Mississippi Baptist Medical Center.
I'm sorry, what was it? Mississippi Baptist?
Yes, Medical Center.
Okay, thank you. What I'm doing is I'm looking that up. Okay, so you received the injection. You saw Dr. Lauren Barry at Mississippi Baptist Medical Center?
Right.
Okay, thank you. And that's where you got the injections?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay.
No. I'm gonna get it mistaken. Her office in Jackson. Mm-hmm. I got treated at that place, I believe.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You got the injections at her office?
Right.
And do you recall the address that she was at?
No. See, the one that she was at, where I got treated at, that's the one, the Marshall Street in Jackson. That's where I went to the gynecologist there. And then I got treated at that hospital.
Okay. So I apologize. I know this is very difficult for you, given the circumstances of your diagnosis, but I do need to clarify where you received the injections by Dr. Okay. Barry.
That was in her office, the gynecologist's office.
Okay.
That was at Marshall Street in Jackson.
Okay. Would that be the 501 Marshall Street, Suite 400, Jackson,
yes,
Mississippi 39202? Okay.
Yes, sir.
And that's that was her office. She doesn't work for a clinic or a group, a medical group?
No.
Okay.
No. That's...
And she's an OBGYN?
Yeah, she's a gynecologist.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, now, the next question, Lisa, is who actually prescribed Depo-Provera to you? Would it have been the same doctor, Dr. Barry?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And you got the prescription at the same facility that you got the injections?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're
Okay, and again, that and where you got the prescription, again, 501. I thank you for being so patient through these questions. I know there's a lot of questions here.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it straight, I think.
No, you're doing good. I did say I'm sorry about your diagnosis.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And did you have to ever go to a pharmacy to pick up the medicine?
Did we have to go a lot of times to pick up medicine? No.
No? Okay. Okay, and then now I'd like to ask you questions about your diagnosis. Now, the unfortunate diagnosis of a meningioma. How did the medical professionals find your meningioma?
How did they find?
Yes.
MRIs.
Okay.
CAT scan.
Okay, and then who was the
doctor?
A biopsy as well? Okay. And then who was the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
Dr. John Davis.
John Davis? Davis, did you say?
Yes, sir. D-A-V-I-S.
Okay. And where's he located?
Mississippi Baptist. He was at the Mississippi Baptist Hospital.
Oh, he was. Okay, so at the same hospital?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Looks like, yeah, he's a neurosurgeon there.
Yeah, he's a neurosurgeon.
Dr. John Davis, MD? Okay, got it. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
He diagnosed you. Did he also treat you, by the way? Is he the same doctor that treated you? Okay.
Yes, sir.
And now Mississippi Baptist, that location is, let me pull that up.
It's in Jackson.
It is in Jackson? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I found, is it on 1225 North State Street?
That's right. That's right.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. And I found a phone number for them. That number is 601-968-1000. Okay. And then the phone number for Dr. Berry. Let me go back here. And the phone number for Dr. Berry is 601-354-0869, which I got from the internet.
That's a Walmart.
Okay, and then neurosurgeon. Okay, now, Lisa, were you ever diagnosed with a cancer before your meningioma diagnosis?
No, sir.
Okay, that's good. And then did you receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
I did.
You did, okay. And then do you know where you received the radiation treatment and why you were provided radiation treatment?
The treatment was performed, it's like the radiation therapy.
Uh-huh.
It was like cranium. I thought it was hollering. It was you said why?
Yeah, where the first question is, where did you get radiation treatment at?
Like, where facility or where in my body?
Yeah, where was the facility that you received radiation treatment?
At the same facility that Baptist.
At the Mississippi Baptist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then did they explain why you had to go through radiation treatment?
Why?
Yeah.
they're just saying that his body's a mess or something to that effect. So they wanted to go to a further look, and that's when they noticed it, and they started different treatments and stuff.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that answer. I apologize.
I said they, at first I was complaining of pain, headaches, and stuff like that. And so they noticed a mass. So they wanted to look further, you know, deep into it to see what. And that's when we got diagnosed with what we had. So we get the MRI and stuff.
Lisa, I'm sorry. But I do need to ask you, I'm going to reframe this question for you, okay? And because I may have overlooked an important detail. Did you ever receive radiation treatment before your meningitis diagnosis?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Not before. Okay. And then, but you did get radiation therapy after your meningitis diagnosis?
Right, that was what I thought you asked. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, I mean, that's what I did actually ask that question, but I realized that there was the before part that I overlooked. And so now that I, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so so you got the diagnosis for meningioma, and then they did, in fact, treat you with radiation later. What else did you have to undergo?
There's radiation therapy. Radiation beam therapy, and then they had to the brain and remove like the tumor.
Okay.
First they did like tissue samples, and then they had to remove it.
Okay, got it. Okay, so if I understand correctly, to summarize what treatment you received, it was radiation therapy and surgery to remove the tumor.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then what was the name of the doctor that did the surgery or did the radiation?
The same doctor who diagnosed me.
Same doctor, Dr. John Davis? Okay, thank you.
The new surgeon.
Thank you. And again, this is all at Mississippi Baptist Medical Center?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And again, they're located, Mississippi Baptist Medical Center is at 1225 North State Street. That's Jackson, Mississippi. And then I got a phone number from the internet, 601-968. 1,000. Okay. Now, do you have a family history of meningioma, or is there a history of meningioma in your family?
No, sir.
Okay. Were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the law firm does ask for the approximate date you were hospitalized.
You probably get that from the hospital. I'm not quite sure on how those.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What was the reason for the hospitalization?
Just follow-ups. It wasn't like nothing. I would say other than getting the surgery, being there for the surgery, getting prepped for the surgery.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I was trying to get at. I believe you were hospitalized for the surgery, correct?
Right.
And then once, to the best of your knowledge, when was that surgery done? Because that would be our approximate dates.
Exactly date?
Yes.
Maybe 6 weeks. I'm not too sure.
6 weeks. Okay, so maybe. So what are we thinking? You got diagnosed February 3rd. There are 7 days and a week.
Stop.
So we're talking maybe a full 30 days is like March. Did you get the surgery like in March, or do you think it was April?
It was in April. That was done in April.
And do you recall was in the beginning of April, towards the middle of April?
Maybe the middle.
Okay. And how long were you in the hospital for?
Maybe 6 to 4 weeks, up to a month. I don't know.
Okay. How? What's your best guess? Do you think you were in the hospital for a couple of days, a week?
I would say about 7 days at the most.
Okay, so
maybe after.
And so that started, your surgery started in middle of April, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, absolutely.
So, like, you asking all the questions for this. Why wasn't anything done prior to this, knowing this what caused it?
That, that's a tough question to ask. What do you mean, mask? Can you elaborate on your question?
I'm like, why now? But we went through all this. Why now? Like they just not noticing all this happened. So to want to compensate you for what we went through.
Oh yes, absolutely. So the purpose of this lawsuit is for people like yourself that unknowingly received this lawsuit is based on for people that have received Depo-Provera injections and later developed health complications unknowingly. And so this lawsuit's based on science that links Depo injections to this meningioma. And a person like yourself who has had these injections and did develop a meningioma can participate in this lawsuit to get compensation for damages. And if you meet the criteria, which I see you do, we'll get you connected with a law firm that will help you get paid, compensated for damages, like medical bills, pain and suffering, and even a loss of income.
Okay.
All right. The idea is to get you justice, because this is unfortunate. You had no idea that when you were getting these injections, that there's a link between these tumors and your injections.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. And it sums up why I couldn't further have kids after the depo. I mean, I'm just thinking maybe that's what was causing to make me not to be able to bear children afterwards.
Got it. Okay. All right, and then we're getting close to wrapping up here. Now, do you have medical records that shows or can confirm your meningioma diagnosis?
No, they'll probably be at the hospital.
Okay, but you're saying that they're available at the hospital?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. And then so they would be able to provide those records either to the law firm, either through mail or electronically. Now, what about you? Do you have access to your MyChart login?
No, sir.
Okay, that's all right. Now, Lisa, the law firm does ask for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
All I have is my 15-year-old daughter.
Okay. And she lives with you?
Yes, she does.
All right. Is there any other person that you would like to list, or that would be the only person as your emergency contact, your daughter?
She's the only person.
Okay. And could you spell her name for me, please?
It's Jalia, J-A-L-I-Y-A-H, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S. Her phone number is 601-702-8980.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. Her name is Jalia, J-A-L-I-Y-A-H.
Yes.
Okay, and then the last name is Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S.
That's correct.
Okay, and then her phone number is 601-702-8980.
That's correct.
Okay, great. Would you happen to know her email address by any chance?
What's your email? Leah, LIYAH
10144
@icloud.com.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. It's Leah, LYAH 101 LIY. Okay, that's right.
Yeah,
okay.
LIYAH
10144 @icloud.com.
That's correct.
Perfect. Okay. And then her address, she lives with you, correct?
Right.
And that's a house, not an apartment? And that's a house, right?
Right, right.
Okay, perfect. Okay, give me 1 second here, Lisa. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. So I do have a law firm that's a very reputable, experienced firm that provides great service, interested in speaking to you to take your case to help you get compensated for damages. They do this on a contingency basis, meaning they're only paid if they're successful in getting you compensated for damages. If they're not successful, you wouldn't owe them anything, okay? That's very important.
Right.
Okay, now, before I send you, our last steps are to have you sign the legal agreement between you and the law firm and the request for medical records. Once we're done with signing, then you and I will be done, but there is one final step, and that's a case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. They do want to quickly verify that you have received depo injections in the past and that, unfortunately, you were diagnosed with a meningioma afterwards. Okay? That'll happen like in a day or two. If probably today, or if not tomorrow at the latest, okay?
Before, they send me an email or something?
Yeah, they'll actually give you a call. It's called a case verification call. Okay, all right. Now, Lisa, before I send the paperwork, I want to confirm that you did receive depo injections for approximately 3 years, you said. 3 years. Initially, you said 8, but we've calculated it's actually 3 years, right?
Right.
Okay, and then unfortunately you were diagnosed with a meningioma on February 3rd, 2015, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, and your date of birth is 12/5/1975?
That's correct.
You received the depo injection by shot, and it was the Depo-Provera, a brand name made by Pfizer. You had at least 4 injections. The approximate dates you were on receiving depo injections was April 2012 to February 2015. We said we used the end date as the date that you were diagnosed with your meningioma. And then I've got your information, female, single, Lisa R. Rogers, and I confirmed your social. And then I do need to confirm your email address. Your email address is Lisa, SEGREST @yahoo.com. Is that right? Okay, any forms that you sign, copies will be sent to your email. And then for your phone number, your number is 601-702-1899. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that's your cell phone? Okay, great. And then we've confirmed your address is 69 Cloverdale Road. That's Natchez, Mississippi, 39120. That's a house. Okay, and then you received your depo injections from the doctor. You received approximately 12 injections over that three-year period. The name of the doctor that prescribed you and provided the gave you the injections is the same doctor, Dr. Lauren Berry, OBGYN.
Yes.
And her facility was 501 Marshall Street, Suite 400. That's Jackson, Mississippi, 39202.
Yes.
I found the phone number from the internet. That number is 601-968-1000. And then as far as the diagnosis, they found the meningioma from an MRI. And then the name of the doctor that treated you and diagnosed you is the same. It's Dr. John Davis, neurosurgeon at Mississippi Baptist Medical Center. We've confirmed the address is 1225 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39202. And then we got the phone number is 601-968-1000. Everything looks good.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm here.
Just Bear with me here. Okay, and everything looks good. In a few seconds, you're going to get a text message with a link to the forms to sign, okay?
Okay.
And once you get that link, you want to click on it. You'll have to agree to SMS messages, and then you'll next agree to electronic records and signatures. Then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start, and then ending with continue.
Okay. You say it's in a text message?
Yes, it's going to be a text message to this number I'm speaking to you on. The number that belongs to you is 601-702-1899. Is that right?
Right.
Did you get that text?
Hold on, let me see.
Okay.
All right, what am I supposed to do?
Okay, so you'll get a text from DocuSign. You'll want to click on that link.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll have to agree to SMS messages.
Okay. What was it? You said, please review.
Yes, please review and act on these documents. Just below that, you'll see a box that you'll need to check off that agrees to electronic records and signatures.
Okay.
And then you can actually start signing.
Start signing.
Yeah, correct.
Start signing. You see what it says?
How are you doing today?
So I just read all these and did you sign? Or was it initial or something you sign?
It's going to be, you're going to follow the yellow navigation buttons and sign where prompted to. If it asks for initials, initial, but if it's asking for a signature, it's going to be your signature.
Okay, you got it. All right, and then you continue. You have to go initial to initial. All right, this is successful.
It's success. Oh, you've completed signing? Okay, let me take a look at it, make sure everything's in good order. Yeah, you're about to be represented by the Ben Martin Law Group, a very well-known law firm. Lots of experience helping you. Okay. Yeah, everything looks good. So, Lisa, I do want to say thank you for being patient through these questions. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together in the first place. The very fact that you had received depot injections and later developed a meningioma, that's unfortunate. But you're about to be in good hands because of the representation that Ben Martin Law Group will likely provide to you, okay? Is there any questions I can answer for you? Okay, well, again, I want to say thank you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text message from my office line. I'm in Irvine, California. I'm the person that helps you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. I'm not the lawyer. But you should hear from that firm like in another day or two, right?
Okay.
Okay, if you have no other questions, I want to say thank you again and wish you a good rest of the day and good health to you, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye, Lisa. Take care.
All right.